Deep in the heart of Belmont Wood, for hundreds of years, a yew tree has stood. Tall and proud, it stretches high, with finger-like tendrils caressing the sky. Its tunneling, twisting, jagged roots, weaving enchantments round buds and shoots. A thick, noble trunk stands strong and robust, glistening with dew and a sprinkling of dust. Silent, majestical, chief of its kin, this relic conceals a secret within. For inside this wondrous tree of light, a bustling community dwells out of sight, and those who believe will be able to see the magic of the meagre fairy tree. So if you can see past the end of your nose, you might see a washing line drying some clothes. You could see a window, a ladder or door, twinkling of fairy dust coating the floor. Or maybe a swing made of twigs, moss and bark, or a shelter for fairies to hide in the dark. Quaint little shelves filled with magical books for fairies to read while they hide in the nooks and crannies secreted all over the tree. A place to relax where no one can see. For we know that they're cautious, suspicious and wary. It's almost impossible to see a real fairy. But the telltale signs are always there, like a soft blowing whisper that tickles your hair. You might see a shadow with a life of its own, swaying and dancing its owner unknown. And that ringing sensation like bells in your ear is a definite sign that a fairy is near. Now, some fairies are useful. They'll help with your chores. They'll wash all your windows and sweep all the floors. They guide wayward travellers back towards home, ensuring their safety wherever they roam. They'll often leave gifts or a magical treasure, for these are good fairies who'll do this with pleasure. Others cause havoc with their mischievous ways. They'll make those lost travellers walk round for days. They'll pester your pets with their joking and toying, but it's all in good fun, just a wee bit annoying. But some of these fae folk are dangerous creatures, so do not be fooled by their beautiful features. They'll whisper and sing with the faintest of breath and lead those poor travellers straight to their death. But please don't be worried, there's no need to fear. The meagle tree only has good fairies here. They sprinkle their fae dust o'er plants, trees and flowers and sing songs of harmony to the forest for hours. Sliding down sunbeams or dancing on ice, playing with squirrels, the birds and the mice. They'll tend to your crops and keep your fires burning and help Mother Nature to keep the wheel turning. So open your eyes, your heart and your mind, and who knows what magical wonders you'll find. And if you believe, you'll be able to see the magic of the meagre fairy tree.